The Buzzer After Hours, the late night Buzzer podcast show. Music and some offbeat stuff. No rules, no taboos. Hosted by Shay, the Buzzer podcast is a Canadian broadcast connected to artists around the globe.
Hey y'all, I am Shay, and this is the Buzzer After Hours show. From Montreal, Canada, Maya Love is on the show. This talented artist debuted on the scene with an incredible EP. We spin two of the tracks and get to know Maya. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Enjoy the show. Cheers.
Hi, Maya. It's Shay here.
Hello, Shay. Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming on the podcast. I'm blown away by your music, hon.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. And I just listened to your full EP that came out September 10th of this year. Insane. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And later in the show, I'll tell you my favorite track.
Oh, I'm excited. I always ask people for their favorite track. I'm always intrigued to know.
We're going to spin one of the favorite tracks today, which is Tired of It, and I'll leave the other for a surprise.
Yay.
Since this is the first time on the Buzzer podcast, can you tell us a bit about you?
Yeah, so I'm a singer, songwriter, and producer from Montreal, Canada. So basically, what you're hearing, Elevation of Love, is my very first release. It's my first project. But I started out, I mean, I've always loved doing music and playing and learning instruments. But I would say in the past 5 years or so, I've been like dedicated to my development, my musical development and career. And so that's when I really started to learn about production and songwriting and learning instruments and stuff like that. And yeah, I can say that I'm a very passionate person, and I'm a geek. And I'm very eclectic too. Mm-hmm. And I love trying out new things and always coming up with a new sound, new genres and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can't really put your music into a box.
It's hard. It's so hard. I've tried to, and I'm like, I don't know.
I wouldn't try. It gives you more a license. You know, one of the greatest of all times, David Bowie, every album, he changed his genre almost. It might be a bit of an overstatement, but I would say he changed it very often, very often. Before I ask any more questions, I'm going to ask you a bit of trivia.
Yay. Okay. Let's do it.
Before Miley Cyrus recorded Wrecking Ball, it was offered to which singer?
I love that song, but I'm not sure which singer.
It'll blow you away. That song.
I'm going to say maybe Rihanna.
You're close, Beyonce.
Beyonce, wow.
Yeah.
See, I'm learning something new.
Okay, who was the very first American Idol winner?
Kelly Clarkson.
All right. You got it.
Yeah. I loved American Idol. I used to watch it as a kid.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was like my favorite show. And then there was also X Factor and then The Voice. So I used to watch that whole series of musical TV shows. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're a great thing because it's a platform for unknown artists to get. I don't know about the business side of it. I've never read anything from the artist. And I do know my own daughter wanted to do it. So did you grow up around music, or is it something you picked up when you were an adult?
All right. So, I'm originally from Morocco and, so my origins are from Morocco, and I came here to Canada when I was 9.
Okay.
So before that, I used to live in Morocco. And I remember, as a child, music was always part of the culture. It always is. And there's always, many, like gatherings with family and stuff like that. And for marriages, we always like bring orchestras and bands. And I just remember that music was always part of me, like growing up, like listening to it, even though if it's like oriental sounds and more of the, like not necessarily like pop music. I remember that it was always like there. And I would say the rest is just me always being like, always gravitating towards music. It always brought me so much joy and happiness doing it and listening to music. And I've never connected with another media so much than this. So yes, I would say it's a bit of both. It's a bit of both. And I've kind of learned by myself on my side. And yeah.
So you do a lot of it on your own.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I went to school at some point in music. It was here in Montreal. We have CEGEP, but it's a bit weird for other people because it's like the school that you go to right before university.
Okay.
And it's like a 2-year program. Mm-hmm. And basically, well, I did 3 years because I was studying both health sciences and music, mm-hmm. jazz music. And so I did that. I studied that for 2-3 years. And that gave me a good like basic knowledge of music and the theory behind it and everything. Mm-hmm. And after that, it was most of it like self-learned and just buying courses here and there and some teachers here and there.
That's great. Do you yep. play any instruments?
I do. I play the guitar, I play the keyboard, and also the bass.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm impressed, the guitar and the bass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the bass, I've learned it after the guitar, so it was much easier to learn because it's kind of the same like fingerings, you know, like for the fingers. So it's just the rhythm, the right hand that's different.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And so after the guitar, it was like easier to pick up because I already played the guitar. So
I get that. I get that. The bass is my favorite instrument, the bass and the drums.
Yes.
So tell us a bit about your album. Yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm. Tell us a bit about your EP that came out in September. There's mm-hmm. a lot of different genres on that track.
Yeah, I mean, that EP, so it's called Elevation of Love, and it's basically a collection of songs that I wrote in the past 2 years. Like some of them are date from 2 years ago, the other ones last year, and two of them from the beginning of this mm-hmm. year. But it's all songs that I write mainly at the guitar, and there's one of them that I wrote at the piano. And so it's called Elevation of Love, the EP. And it talks about love on many levels. Yeah. And when I say love, I say like love, like universal love, but also me, Maya Love, because that's my last name as an artist, L-U-V. So it's also my elevation.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Does. Yeah, so it's like it talks about love and heartbreak, but also like the last song, Hope is the True North, it talks more about joining forces and kind of like gathering and talks more about universal love and keeping hope and faith in our mm-hmm. hearts. So that was the message for that song. And the genres are very eclectic, like as you could see, as you could hear. It's like R&B, but also like pop mm-hmm. and some folk mm-hmm. and some country.
It appeals to everybody. And, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
The song that we're going to spin, Tired of It, is mm-hmm. the song that made me fall in love with you as an artist. It's incredible. It's almost like an anthem of being fed up.
Yeah.
and it's not political, but you feel it's political at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I love mm-hmm. it. I love it.
Yeah,
your voice
you so
is
much.
Amazing on that track.
Wow.
Can you tell
thank
us
you so
a bit
much.
About the song before we spin it?
Yeah, I mean, Tired of It is definitely one of like the heavier content song, I would say, in the EP. You know, it's just me getting real. Sometimes you just have to be like, you know what, this is what I'm feeling right now. And I don't want to be apologizing about how I'm feeling. You know, like it's a valid feeling, and everyone, I'm sure at some point feels that way. And mm-hmm. so that's what Tired of It is. And it talks about a lot about social media and what we hear, what we're being fed in social media, and how we're all super connected, but at the same time disconnected with ourselves and our essence mm-hmm. As human beings. And that's what Tired of It is pointing out, really.
That is a great song. So we're going to play it now.
Tired of running, tired of crying, tired of fighting, I'm tired of it all. Tired of breathing, tired of sleeping, I'm tired of eating, I'm tired of it all. Hey. Tired of living in a culture who promotes fear, a world full of vultures. Lord, can you show me the way? Can you tell me how everything is gonna be okay? Cause I'm tired of all these fronts we put up, these filters will only blur the genuine in us. And it's all about the hype and the media. Everything's on a virtual and soon we'll get amnesia. Amnesia. Don't know how to get out. Don't know how to get out of this. Don't know how to get out of here, yeah. I'm tired of running, tired of crying, tired of fighting, I'm tired of it all. Tired of breathing, tired of sleeping, I'm tired of eating, I'm tired of it all. Tired of all these lies on command, promoting deceptions, trying to make amends, it's borderline, driving me insane how we can ingest stories this way. Tired of all the pressure we feel to become something noticeable, a big deal. We're raising the bar so high that all is left is for anxious thoughts to arise. Arise. Don't know how to get out. Don't know how to get out of this. Don't know how to get out of here, yeah. I'm tired of running, tired of crying, tired of fighting, I'm tired of it all. Tired of breathing, tired of sleeping, I'm tired of eating, I'm tired of it all.
I loved it. I don't know if it's my second favorite or my first favorite, but you know what my other favorite track of the album was?
Which one?
Fairy Tales and Lies.
Whoa, yay. That was my first single.
Really? I absolutely, yes. Oh my God. It started to play and I'm like, wow, like that's a hit.
Thank
that's
you.
That's beautiful. Oh,
so cool. Yeah, when I wrote that song, I was... very happy because I wrote this one at the bass, like the bass line that you're hearing in Fairy Tales and Lies.
Yes.
That was the first thing that came up for that song. And after that, the lyrics and the melody. So really like I was inspired differently for that one. And yeah, I really, really love that song.
And what's it about?
It talks about just the disappointments in love and that it was it talks about an ephemeral love, that it was like too good to be true. So it starts out amazing, but then it ends as soon as it starts, like basically. And so
like a lot so of relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just go like through a big high. And, yeah.
It's beautiful. And I'm going to give you a surprise.
Okay.
I'm going to spin it now.
Yay. Okay. Perfect.
So we're going to listen to Fairy Tales Live.
No words to speak, to leave for me. I hide and seek. I cannot breathe. I said no, no words can erase the grief. I'm wounded and feel incomplete.
I think you put together a really great EP. It's absolutely, it's outstanding. Thank you for allowing me to share your music on our platform.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super, super grateful.
Can you tell us a bit about Marvin?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So Marvin Dennis is another artist. He's a singer, musician, producer, songwriter. So just like me. And basically, he helped me co-produce my EP Elevation of Love. Mm-hmm. And so before I met him, I had the intent of finding a producer to help me kind of bring my songs to life and help me with the production and everything. But then I linked up with Marvin.
Yes.
And he we just started out like just like friendly, just jamming, doing music and stuff like that. But then he said, you know what, I can really help you with the production of your EP. And he said, you're able to produce it yourself. Like you have all of the tools and knowledge to do it yourself. Ah. And before that, like I didn't have that confidence in me. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't know I could like pull it off, but you know, like really gave me that confidence, and he also helped me with the whole production part.
That's amazing. So he's a motivator.
A motivator, yes, definitely, and complementary. Like we have complementary skills, and it really works like that. Yeah, it really works well.
Yeah, it was a very successful collab.
Yeah, I would say that it was, and I also helped him with his EP, with producing his EP. Okay. So it was like a mutual thing.
Oh, cool! So he has an EP out now too.
Yeah, so it's Marvin Dennis, his name, and the name of the EP is Want to Say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Send me the link.
Yeah, I will definitely send you Marvin's links. He has an amazing EP, like the music, and it sounds amazing. Like,
that's great.
Yeah.
I'm glad you were able to connect with another creative.
Oh, yeah. It was the best.
So where's the best place to find you?
So you can find me on social media on Instagram, and my Instagram is Music with Maya, but you write Maya MAYA, so Music with Maya. And also on YouTube, I put all of my videos and songs. So my YouTube is Maya Love, MYA space LUV. So I would say these are the two main platforms to find me and keep up.
Well, I'll make sure I put all the social media channels links on your profile at the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast and I love getting to know you better. And the opportunity to share your music with the world is incredible. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Shay. This was a lot of fun.
Well, thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you so much.
Okay, that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning into the Buzzer Network, sponsored by Buzzroll Media. Thank you to the artists who share their music. Our shows wouldn't happen without their music. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter for showtimes and updates. Subscribe at thebuzzerpod.com. Fans and artists can submit their requests to Shay at thebuzzroll.com. Until next time, cheers.